This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Secretary of State John Kerry just came up with a solution to end violent terror attacks around the world, and this is something else. His idea: tell the media to stop reporting on terrorism. Kerry making the statement during his first official visit to Bangladesh, saying, quote, if you decide one day you are going to be a terrorist and you're willing to kill yourself, you can go out and kill some people. You can make some noise. Perhaps the media would do us all a service if they didn't cover it quite as much. People then wouldn't know what's going on. Wow! Really? From our Secretary of State, that man wanted to be president of the United States.
It's kind of hard to say it with a straight face and a poor. And again, how would you like Josh Earnest's job? Is you've got to take this bucket of gum and with a straight face try to make sense, you know, to the reporters that somehow John Kerry's not losing it, like he's overly jet lagged or something, to come up with that that kind of statement that he just maybe just threw it out there. See, this is the problem. And John Kerry suffers from what I would say is consistent with people that, you know, see themselves as better than everybody else. You know, it's just like, you know, it is beyond arrogance. And I sense this takes place like in the coffee rooms of academia, where you have all these people, you know, that, you know, as far as by pedigree and where they graduated and that, they throw all these ideas against the wall. And, you know, the dangerous part is that when you have everybody thinking the same thing, nobody counters, nobody challenges this statement. They just kind of throw it out there. And that's where John Kerry got himself in trouble, is that he thought maybe he was still maybe in the coffee room of one of the college campuses where all the professors were just sitting around and throwing ideas, and there was no counterbalance thought. And so then it goes out, and here it is. It's the media that even they can't support. I mean, it was everything she could do with a straight face to kind of hold position on this and say, okay, I can't lose my my journalistic position here, and you know, and just you know, go into a belly laugh. I mean, it's just so ridiculous. But you see, this is the thing. It's just like it comes up, but it's quite telling. Again, this is all indicative. And as she said, she goes, wow, this is guy that almost became president of the United States with that kind of thinking. This is the beauty of this country, I got to tell you. And sometimes it is difficult. There's no question. You know, when you have a First Amendment right that we enjoy here in this country, and we have freedom of the press, it is so critical to our livelihood. I mean, that just needs to be, you know, protected, and, you know, throw ourselves over landmines to protect that right and how important it is. And then you have a guy who is so far down the road in his socialistic mindset, because this is what this is. I mean, it's socialism. This is the idea that an elite few. And John Kerry, I mean, it's kind of amazing, you know, when you look at his background and you go, wow, this guy is such an elitist, to think that, you know, again, as I've been sharing with you, and this is what galls me, is this attitude there on the Beltway that we have to be so lucky. We have to thank our lucky stars, God, that we have such intelligent people and such gifted people like the John Kerrys of the world and the Barack Obamas and the Hillary Clinton and Nancy Pelosi to lead our country, because if we didn't have them, we would be in such a mess. But yet, here it is, we're $19 trillion in debt. Our families are in a death spiral. The middle class has imploded on itself, all because of the policies and all because of these people that are just, we just cannot live without. and we overpay them, and they're still not happy. They still say it's not enough. Well, the conversation continues. Thank you for joining The Good Fight. This is Bill Martinez.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-914-6977. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-914-6977. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-914-6977. That's 1-800-914-6977.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop me. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, hello, America. Good to have you along with us. Just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour right now. This is Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. And if you want to get involved in the conversation, you know your opinion counts here. It's important. We're going to get this country back on track. Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. Well, as we all have been experiencing, the marketplace, the job marketplace, I should say, continues to be a bit turbulent. But our next guest has some good news for us for this coming 2017 year as far as jobs are concerned. Mike Steinitz is a senior district director for Robert Half, and they've just released their 2017 salary guides. And there's some good news for us. Mike, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me, Bill.
Good to have you here to break down this new data for everybody and give them some encouragement. Looks like we're going to appreciate a rise in salaries in 2017.
That is correct. You know, similar to last year, really the last couple of years where we've seen, you know, good increases in salaries moving forward. We're expecting the same thing in 2017, where salaries overall for sort of the sectors that we look at, we're expecting about a 3.6% rise as we look going into 2017.
Well, this new data, that's good news. What about the current hiring trends? How is that moving along now?
You know, Bill, it's actually been very, very good within professional sectors, sort of skilled workers. You know, what we've seen really for the last couple of years, and it's continuing even more so, is unemployment is shrinking quite a bit in those sectors, and consequently, there's a fair amount of hiring that's going on. And because the supply of those candidates is shrinking, the demand is becoming more and more, hence the salaries going up. And you know, the good news for prospective employees looking for work is often, you know, depending on their skill set, there's quite a number of opportunities that they can look at, which sort of drives up their salaries.
Well, Mike, we've been hearing, you know, some mixed reports, especially for, you know, new graduates coming out of school and saying, look it, I've got a degree, not a lot of offering here, but you're saying not so, there's plenty.
That is true. There's definitely, as is always the case, it depends on what sector a person's looking at, you know, potentially where, you know, what market they're in. But by and large, we're seeing really a steady flow of hiring that's going on with candidates getting, you know, good opportunities. I think, you know, it's important that a person really sets a sort of distinguishes themselves from the rest by making sure that they're doing as much networking as possible. But there's undoubtedly opportunity for people in the market.
What are the hot sectors they should be targeting?
You know, well, so a lot of what we're seeing is within the technology sector, you know, while it may not be quite as red hot as it was in the last 2 or 3 years. There's still plenty of need on the technology side. We're seeing big needs in compliance. We're seeing big needs in accounting and finance, administrative, legal, and healthcare continues to be a huge, huge growth sector. So all around, we're seeing very good trends that we feel are going to continue for the next several months.
And you're saying even for healthcare, and we're talking about the profession, not necessarily the insurance companies right now, or what?
Yeah, I mean, well, the healthcare industry, believe it or not, with so many more insured people, you know, that exist in the marketplace, is going to be one of the fastest growing industries for probably the foreseeable future. So we're seeing huge uptick, really, in a variety of positions, whether it's you know, within certain companies, human resources departments to deal with benefits, as well as hospitals, doctors' offices, really the like. Healthcare continues to see a huge spike.
And this is in spite of what we're hearing about in terms of Obamacare and the troubles it's having, right?
Yeah, well, I think, you know, from what I've read with that, it's more to do with certain markets that insurance companies may not be offering as many benefits in certain areas, but it's still overall the hiring trends across the nation in healthcare continue to really spike.
Your bit of advice to, you know, people that are graduating, you know, in this coming season, to put themselves in the right position for these, you know, these good paying jobs that are available. What do you recommend?
Well, you know, well, number one, you know, I think, you know, putting together a good, solid resume that lists what, you know, whatever experience, internships. You know, I realize college graduates don't have a ton of experience, so any internships they may have had or any volunteer experience I think is important. Then I think it's really a networking job. You know, you really got to get out in front of as many people as possible. So many companies aren't necessarily hiring just people with the most experience and skill sets, but they want to see people that have the sort of commitment level, the sort of outgoing personality that they believe are a real strong cultural fit that can fit into their organization. And, you know, and the good news from what we're seeing is people come into the job market these days are very well thought out in terms of not just thinking about what's the best opportunity for me today, but really speak to a company as to what are the long-term benefits at that company. Where can their career go at that company? And so I think it can really be a win on both sides.
So you're telling me, Mike, that plays nice with others is still an important product. You may not necessarily learn in school. Maybe you learned it in the sandbox of life in kindergarten in terms of getting along. But, you know, of course, I'm being a bit metaphorical here. But the idea is that you do have contacts and you've demonstrated that you can engage others. And that asset serves you well in this job market.
Oh, 100%. I mean, being the right cultural fit is of immense importance to every company. You know, being able to be a good team player, being able to collaborate across different business units and different people is such a huge, huge component that any company is looking at. That, you know, that certainly bodes well for any person that has sort of developed that skill set through, you know, through college or through their career.
Well, Mike, I like what you're saying about cultural fit, because a lot of times people are so focused on getting the job that they may end up putting themselves in a bit of a round peg, square hole kind of scenario. And by that I mean is that it's not necessarily the best fit for the company or for the individual, especially when we realize that so few people really enjoy what they're doing out there. I mean, this is an opportunity for you to be a bit selective and to make sure that, you know, the company is consistent in terms of its values and what they represent, you know, that is consistent with your own personal values as well, right?
Oh, that's exactly right. I think any person that's interviewing, you know, you don't want to look at it strictly as an opportunity for that interviewer to ask questions of you, but you rather want to sort of flip the script and really figure out, is this the right organization for you? Not just where you can walk in and collect a paycheck, but that you feel like you can have a lasting effect and build a career. You know, that's the really important thing. And then the other thing, Bill, which is really important, is so many companies these days are taking, you know, maybe because they feel that, that unemployment is higher than it actually is, or what have you, but so many employers are taking a really long time in making a decision when, you know, they may see a candidate that they really like, but then want to meet two or three or four other people. And my advice to employers is you risk losing a really good candidate if you don't move quickly, because we're seeing more and more people getting multiple offers, multiple opportunities, and it's often those who move the quickest get the candidate.
Exactly. Michael Steinitz has been with us, Senior District Director for Robert Half. Good information here, Michael. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
A little tickle in my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin, barking like a seal. That cough? That's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
If you want term life insurance, call LifeQuotes. We guarantee you the lowest prices, or we will pay you $500. Plus, get up to $1 million in term life insurance with no medical exam. You do need term life insurance. Call LifeQuotes now.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
I love the colorful clothes you wear.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. My mind excited.
Hey, we're back with you, America. Just about 19 minutes after the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez coming at you live. Grace Marie Turner is with us. She is the president of the Galen Institute, a nonprofit research organization that focuses on market-driven health policy, and co-author of Why Obamacare is Wrong for America. Grace Marie, good to have you with us. How you doing?
Bill, just fine. Thank you so much. Nice to be with you, as always.
Well, good to be talking about, I guess, just keeping the light on Obamacare. I mean, we're hearing, you know, it's almost with every day more and more bad news about this unsustainable national health care takeover. And here we are. Aetna is heading for the exits. Others following suit. What's just around the corner are just dramatic increases in our premium. This just isn't sustainable, is it?
It's not sustainable. And, you know, it's been so interesting, Bill, that it has not been much of an issue in the presidential campaign yet. But it's a huge issue with the American people because they are feeling the impact of this law so personally. In higher premiums, their doctors are leaving practice. They're finding that their deductibles are so much higher than they used to be, and that's for people not even in the Obamacare exchanges, which all of these things are being multiplied dramatically. The average premium increase so far for policies in the exchanges is 25% higher than last year.
Yeah, at a time when the economy is not doing very well and hasn't been, you know, for almost 8 years now.
That's right. And people, for those high premiums, they may wind up with a deductible, which means the amount they have to pay, as you know, before their insurance kicks in, of $6,000 for an individual and $12,000 for a family. People are saying, well, I might as well be uninsured as
exactly.
Have to take the first $12,000.
Well, many people decided to take the fine in the first couple of years. They said, okay, I'll just pay the fine. And I'll just work out my own direct deals with doctors and hope to God I don't enter into a catastrophic situation here. And, you know, Grace Marie, the problem and I guess the benefit to Barack Obama and the Democrats, because the Democrats really own this, and I know you're nonpartisan, and I'm not trying to pull you into a partisan fight here. I'm just saying, you know, calling it for what it is. This is their policy. I mean, this is their plan that they thrust upon the people. They protected 1,000 companies, their cronies, they took care of. So in typical political form, they took care of themselves and left Main Street America out there hanging with this incredible Obamacare program that really, you know, I think that the part of the cover for them is, you know, maybe 10-15% of America really feels the reality of Obamacare because they need the service, and you don't know what you have until, you know, like Nancy Pelosi says, you don't know what's in it until you pass it.
Yeah.
Well, now you go and you live with it, and you realize, you go, what happened to my health care? What happened to my, you know, being able to choose my own doctor and have the same doctor and the same plan and pay, you know, why am I paying more? And some are getting slapped in the face right between the eyes really hard with the reality of the shortfall of Obamacare.
Well, and you know, the Democrats do own this because they passed it without a single Republican vote. And unfortunately, what that means is that they not only now own the problems with Obamacare that started with the exchanges that wound up with millions of people losing the policies they had, being shoved into the exchanges for coverage they didn't want, much more expensive. They own all the problems in health. And whenever anything goes wrong in health care, people blame Obamacare. Even though there are many other problems in the health sector that other laws and other regulations are responsible for. And what the administration has done is trying to fix all this with these whack-a-mole regulations. And they,
exactly.
Every time they try to fix something, then something else pops up. It's never ending. It's because it doesn't work to have one-sixth of our economy under a government-managed system when the rest of the economy works on a free market system, more or less.
Exactly.
And we've got to get back, and I think that's really what the House Republicans are talking about with that their Better Way proposals, is how do we move this back to something that consumers want to buy rather than being forced to buy, so that states can once again regulate health insurance and provide many more options for people without all of these federal mandates and federal rules and federal taxes and spending. So people realize, yes, we had problems in our health sector before, but at least it was based on a better foundation, of consumer choices and having more real competition in the health sector.
Exactly. All they need to do was take off some of the restraints instead of adding regulations.
Yes.
And we could have answered some of these problems and made it less complicated. But no, you know, Democrats want to be heroes. And the thing is that galls me all the more for this, Grace Marie, is the fact that the people that are pulling the levers and controlling our health care are non-medical professional people. How does this make sense?
Yeah, and that's exactly right. And I think that that's, whenever you look at health policy stories, they're all in the political sections of publications. And it's because it's really now driven by politics. It's not driven by what's best for patients. And that's one of the reasons it's very distressing to me. I'm visiting my mom in Tucson. She's lost three doctors. She's lived here for a year and a half because they keep quitting practice. And it's only going to get worse.
Well, and you mention in your article here in Arizona, what's going on in Pinal County? I mean, and this is dangerous. I mean, people, I mean, it's one thing. I mean, all of a sudden you're uninsured. I mean, and it's not even your fault.
Right. And that's because in the Obamacare exchanges, plans have to apply to participate. Well, United, Aetna, Humana, we're all in for Obamacare because they were assured the government's going to make sure that they're fine, they're going to make money on this. Well, they are not. They're losing hundreds of millions of dollars. And in Pinal County, just outside Phoenix, there are no companies offering health insurance in the exchanges. So does that mean that people who maybe lost their previous coverage, shoved into the exchange, coverage was expensive, yes, they're getting subsidies, but they don't get them? If there's no company offering health insurance, are they still subject to the individual mandate? Are they going to have to pay a fine for not buying health insurance, even though there's no company offering health coverage in the exchanges there? It's really a mess, and there are likely others. The companies are now making their decisions and reporting and filing, and I think you're going to see there are other parts of the country as well, and even worse, many other parts of the country, they have a choice. They have one plan, take it or leave it.
Exactly. Well, Grace Marie, I got to tell you, I got a bone to pick with the Republicans because for as long as we've been having to deal with Obamacare, they talk repeal, replace. Why can't they come up with a 3-5-point plan? Just a, you know, let's not get. I know the mainstream media is going to go nuts because they're going to want to hear the full political, the full policy breakdown on it. But they should have a fixed mantra by now of what five things they would do in order to give people a clear choice. I mean, right now they talk generally their mantras repeal and replace, but with what? You know, give people. You need to have. That's what leadership does. It gives you an endpoint. Where are we going? You know, where how are we going to get out of this mess? And what are we looking for to give us some hope for tomorrow? I think that's the opportunity for the Republicans, but they're letting that opportunity fall to the ground, in my opinion.
You know, it hasn't gotten a lot of attention, Bill, but the House Republicans, under Speaker Ryan's leadership, has spent virtually all of the first half of this year developing their replace plan, which they call a better way. You can find it at speaker.betterway.gov. And it is a very comprehensive plan that shows that has been scored that would increase the number of people with insurance, that would dramatically cut costs. But I think you're right, and that's very good advice. They need to get it down to a few talking points. It has not gotten the media attention it deserves, but they do have a full replace plan that they plan to offer when they come back in January, assuming they have control of the House and obviously the Senate as well. So they're on it, but I think you're right. They need to get it down to a few simple talking points.
Well, Grace Marie, we're out of time. Thank you so much for being with us. Be safe out there, okay? No more falling. Enough of this stuff, okay?
Thanks.
Grace Marie Turner, president of the Galen Institute on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Grace Marie. Have a good day.
How important is it for you to take your medications at the right time of day? Very important, according to today's AARP health tip. More after this.
At Walgreens, getting diabetes testing supplies with Medicare Part B is a walk in the park. Really, because getting what you need is quick and easy, giving you more time for other things. There's $0 out of pocket on all major brands like Contour Next and Walgreens True Metrics, and no extra paperwork. So managing diabetes becomes a stroll down easy street, or a trip to the movies, or even a day at the beach. Talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens at the corner of Happy and Healthy.
Zero out-of-pocket costs when billed to Medicare and full coverage supplemental insurance.
Some drugs are best used in the morning. Others should be taken in the evening or right before going to bed. There's a science to timing drugs to achieve the greatest benefit with the lowest risk of unpleasant side effects. It's called drug chronotherapy. So never change the timing of your drugs without first discussing it with your doctor or pharmacist. For more, go to AARP.org.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Do you know that good digestion is your body's first line of defense? Millions of Americans suffer from poor digestion. It shows up in the form of heartburn, acid reflux, GERD, irritable bowel syndrome, indigestion, constipation, diarrhea, and many other symptoms. Healthy digestion relies on armies of friendly bacteria. These good bugs keep bad bugs in check. Probimune, a new, uniquely developed probiotic, is scientifically proven to get to your gut and deliver the benefits of improved digestion. Probimune is an immune system booster and a digestive health enhancer. It's simple to use, and most importantly, you will feel Probimune working, soothing, and relaxing the gut. Get yours today by visiting younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Again, that's 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off your first order.
You think it's easy being him?
Everything can be fixed if you're willing to pay for it.
So, who's gonna be our super high roller?
Bill Martinez live. Who else?
Hey, I'm ready to go. Why not? Welcome back. 28 before the top of the hour. Interesting factoid here for you. Women small business owners are feeling more optimistic about annual revenue and growth expectations than their male counterparts. What do they know that the men aren't knowing? Well, this is according to an inaugural Bank of America Women Business Owners Spotlight that was released this month. It was based on a study of 1,000 small business owners across the country, focusing on the aspirations and pain points of women business owners. Sharon Miller is with us. She's the managing director and head of Small Business Bank of America. Sharon Miller, good to be talking to you again. It's been a while. How are you doing?
How are you, Bill?
Well, great to have you here with us. So interesting that women are much more optimistic than men. What are they seeing that the guys are missing?
You know, we did see that in this survey. We found that more women small business owners than men are optimistic, not only about their annual revenue increasing, but also their plans to grow their business over the next 5 years. So a couple stats here. 54% of women versus 48% of men were optimistic about their annual revenue increasing. And when it came to growing their business over the next 5 years, 60% of women versus 52% of men said yes, they were going to grow. Now, what's very interesting about this is we saw from 15 to 2016, the number of male small business owners expressing optimism significantly declined by 18 percentage points. However, women remained very steady.
Yeah. Well, why are we having that? What is it that men are feeling that women aren't, or is it just the opportunity that maybe, quite possibly, Sharon, this glass ceiling that women have been dealing with, is that starting to bust open? And with that busting open, it just gives them more of a frontier to work with as opposed to men right now?
You know, when it came to, you know, how women business owners are feeling, you know, and specifically you asked about the glass ceiling. We did ask about the glass ceiling, which that could be a very controversial question. And when we asked, does it still exist? What we found was that 77% of women and 56% of men said, yes, the glass ceiling still exists. However, when it came to did it actually impact me, only 54% of female business owners said, you know what, no, it didn't really impact mm-hmm. me at all. 46% said yes, they felt limited at some point during their career. So it was a very split whether it had affected them personally or not.
You know, interesting you should bring it that way, though some people would see it as controversial, but I think it's a matter of perspective and what you want to focus on. I would say to you, in my background, in my business background, I ran into glass ceiling as a male, not in the typical female form, but you get that ceiling that you hit in an organization that wants to say, okay, here's how much money you can make. And this is what forced me into being an entrepreneur and be one to captain my own ship as opposed to relying on somebody else, because quite often I would run into organizations, be successful, and, you know, I guess they never expected me to hit the numbers that I would hit, and they would have to pay me the money that they promised to pay me. So it got, you know, so I understand the glass ceiling experience, and I've run into it. But like these women and others, you just say, okay, well, if that's a ceiling there, I'm going to find another place and another opportunity and look beyond it, not so focus on it. Because if you focus on the problem so much, it will stifle you and stop you in your tracks. So it seems that holistically, these women have made the adjustment.
I would agree. And you know, part of my job is meeting with small business owners across the country. That's the part I love and just find fascinating. And to your point, there are obstacles in every single situation, whether a woman or a man. And what I find is that the most successful small business owners are people that, you know, said, look, there are obstacles in my way, whether that be a glass ceiling or other, you know, hindrance to growth, and they say, you know what, I'm going to go around it, over it, under it, and I'm going to overcome, and I'm going to continue to grow my business. So absolutely looking at the bright side and persevering no matter what.
Exactly. It's keeping your focus and keeping your eyes on the goals. That one of my favorite anonymous sayings, obstacles are what you see when you take your eyes off the goal. And it's easy. It's easy to do that. You know, you get frustrated and you waste a lot of energy. But, you know, this comes with experience, and it comes through, you know, those opportunities that come about where we've been successful. As you say, Sharon, we find a way to go around it, over it somehow, because our eye is on the ball here. Compared to men, Sharon, let me ask you, how much access to key small business resources do women entrepreneurs feel that they have?
You know, in our study, we found that 79% believe that they have the same access as their male counterparts to clients, and 75% said that they have the same access to outside resources. However, when you flip that and look at, okay, where are some obstacles here, 28% feel they do not have the same access to capital as men, and 25% say they don't have the same access to new business. So, you know, when I look at that stat and I think about, you know, business owners that I meet with, it is so important that you work with an advisor who can help you understand how to navigate, where to get the resources, how to get access to capital, and that includes, you know, the right attorney, the right accountant, the right small business banker, because it can be, you know, difficult navigating some of these waters, especially for new business owners.
Well, in some cases, certainly outside of the United States, we see this happen time and time again. The issue is access. We're saying there is access, but you just have to know the doors, and that's where good counseling comes in play. Counseling is, you know, business support from professionals that know what they're doing. They can get you to the right door, right?
That's exactly right. And so, you know, many times when businesses are starting out, you know, they may not have, you know, the right information or the right access. So, you know, or perceive that. So that's why it's so important, to your point, to get the right counselor that can help you understand how to put a business plan together, where to focus your energies, how to get access to capital. And if it's not through traditional lending, then perhaps it's through some of the CDFIs that for example, Bank of America partners with. So there is access and ways in order to grow your business. You just have to know where to find it, and that's what working with a great partner will enable you to do.
You know, Sharon, I always appreciate research like this because it brings clarity to things, especially for businesses that can get bogged down, and you think, am I the only one that's going through this? But your study here showed some consistency in terms of things that women in small business, you know, face. Break that down.
Absolutely. So, so some of the things that that we found, and this goes across both women and men. We asked, you know, what specific challenges do you have, or do you perceive to have over the next 12 months? And as we know, it's an election year. So anytime there's an election year, there's some uncertainty in the economy. But when we looked across both women and men, there were concerns around healthcare costs, the stock market, right? One day it's up, the next day it's down. Consumer spending, interest rates. Those were common themes, not only with women business owners, but also men. And I think once we get past November and the election, because not just in this survey, but other surveys we've done, there is some uncertainty. And anytime there's uncertainty, regardless of the outcome of the election, we will know who the next president is, and,
yes,
and many people can move forward.
About 30 seconds here, Sharon, real quick, couple quick questions. Rapid fire answers, hopefully. As a top woman executive yourself, what's the big takeaway for women business owners, and where can they go for more information?
So to me, people make all the difference. Make sure you're surrounding yourself with the right talent, that people are as hardworking and as passionate as you are. And then make sure you're taking advantage of the resources available. bankofamerica.com/smallbusiness has this report and many other resources out there for you to investigate and understand how to get the right partners together to grow
exactly.
your business.
Sharon Miller, Managing Director, Head of Small Business for Bank of America. Sharon, thank you so much. It's Bill Martinez. We're live at 19 before the top of the hour right now.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America, working with home design and DIY experts Ben and Aaron Napier. Fall is approaching and college football season is kicking off. Whether you're a current student or loyal alumnus, you can enjoy the big game day on a small budget with this tip.
My husband and I went to a football school, so fall brings back great memories. As Ole Miss alums, we love tailgating on the weekends with dear friends. To cut down on costs, we create a tailgate potluck to maximize our mealtime savings.
For all of our tailgate festivities, we love to use our Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, so we earn 2% cash back at grocery stores and now at wholesale clubs. We also earn 3% cash back on gas for the first $2,500 in combined grocery, wholesale club, and gas purchases each quarter, and 1% on all other purchases. Now that's a win I can brag about.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/getcashback. That's bankofamerica.com/getcashback. I'm Taylor Purdee.
Ever wonder why the medical system prescribes ingredients used in killing small rodents to thin blood? I look at some people on this stuff and they're more bruised than a boxer in the 12th round of a 10-round fight. Careful with green vegetables. They must know best. Well, here at Bill Martinez Live, we support the structure function of blood with EFA Plus. Find us at BillMartinezLive.com Longevity or call 855-305-8326. That number again, 855-305-8326.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at privateinternetaccess.com. Once again, that's privateinternetaccess.com.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
We are ready to take this country in a fundamentally new direction.
You have no idea what is upon us now.
What more could you want? Bill Martinez live.
It's still about us. It's still about us, ladies and gentlemen. We the people. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Why not? But it's about focus, kind of like what we were talking with Sharon Miller just a moment ago. What are you focusing on? And I think that's kind of the question of the day. The media would like to have us go down all these dark holes and get caught in these bucket of gum arguing points that matter so little and that are, you know, going to resolve themselves in time. But it seems like the more we push, it just stiffens everybody. And we're just not moving in a direction to where we can, you know, positively get this country back on course. You know, as we say, race continues to dominate the news with both presidential candidates working hard to attract support from minority communities. And San Francisco 49ers quarterback Colin Kaepernick refuses to stand for the national anthem to protest racial oppression. And lost in this media circus is the impact of public policy on minority groups. Again, this has to do with focus. Dr. Tom Borelli is with us right now. He is an energy expert, a policy expert. And I appreciate, Tom joining us this morning. Tom, how you doing?
Great, Bill. Thanks for having me back.
Hey, always good to have you here and your perspective. I mean, who would have thought, just one real quick sidebar here, that Colin Kaepernick would unite this country, huh?
Well, you know, again, it's a consequence of the massive propaganda that we've seen throughout the country. And I'm glad that your introduction, you really want to focus people on what really matters, and that is policy. Not really propaganda. If you really listen to what Kaepernick was really talking about, he's really just echoing the Black Lives Matter propaganda without even looking at any of the facts that are underlying the economic problems we have in this country. And I believe in the yesterday he's being criticized because he's wearing a Fidel Castro shirt. So.
Yeah, right. Right. Go to Cuba. See how long that'll last. Right. You know, disrespect.
Human rights. Right.
Yeah, exactly. And the thing is that. Sadly, he was a poor spokesperson because it's like, wait a minute, you want to sit down, you want to really bring some attention to yourself, and then you can't even articulate your position very well. And how much are you getting paid? You know, I think you need a tutor. Maybe you need to give some of that money that you've earned and get yourself a tutor so that when you talk about these policies and talk about these issues, you know what you're talking about.
Yeah, that's a tragedy. And what really looks so sad is that, you know, when he says something like that, unfortunately, it really kind of transcends the normal political world. It just feeds into the a lot of the biases and propaganda that exists, unfortunately, in the black community, and especially for all the children who are looking up to the athletes. When a sports star speaks, you know, he's talking politics, and people who aren't used to politics may actually believe what he's spouting.
Yeah. Well, it's the wrong gospel, wrong church. I maintained, I wrote a column on this myself, Tom, and, that's not what people tune in, you know, to football games for. It's about amusement. It's not about being politicized. And all these people, I mean, hey, let's go back to, you know, to John Carlos and the Olympics, the Dixie Chicks, one thing after another. When they get outside of their lanes, it doesn't fare well for them. They end up, going down the rabbit hole of irrelevance. And I think that for Colin Kaepernick, he may have sealed his fate on this deal.
He may have as well. And, it's really up to the NFL to really issue a rule that if you're playing for our league, for our brand, you have to stand for the national anthem. They don't need any more distraction. So it would be great if we had some leadership from not only politicians, but from institutions who can, step up. They're private. They can do what they want. So they really should be standing up for the country.
Well, I kind of, in a sense, and I know you do too, respect Colin's right to do this, to take a stand. But I think there's a better place to do it, not on the football field. You know, if that's the way you feel, then go and get in the mix. Take your $119 million and go get in the mix of things. Understand what is going on and speak your mind, because you're going to get some place outside of it where it's more appropriate and not where you're offending people. And as you say, one moment sitting down the national anthem, next minute wearing, a T-shirt that espouses your I think the chances of getting America to make some adjustment on some social injustice versus another country like Cuba to make choices. I mean, we're talking a hope and a prayer, and if maybe the stars perfectly align, they might make some adjustments. But, certainly it's going to be a lot easier to be able to affect something here in America when you already look at, by the way, Colin, you're a black star and in football making this kind of money. But, to the point, Tom, I don't want to lose focus here, because it really is about policy and policies that have been forced on the people primarily by Democratic rule. I mean, they own these policies, and Hillary Clinton would want people to think differently. And this is why Trump is saying to the people and bringing some, objective history to the conversation and saying, look, this is what the politicians and the Democrats have done for blacks and have not done for blacks. They are hurting you. Are you willing? Are you hurting enough to make a change?
No, that's a great question for him. And it's a great position he's taking, especially this weekend, going to Detroit. And he has really two, really, from what I see, two, well, a lot of strong themes for the black community. One, obviously, is school choice, where, let's put some competition in these schools so kids in the urban area can be educated the right way. The second thing is energy policy. He's going to Detroit this weekend again, and the median income in Detroit is something like $26,000.
Wow, how do you exist?
High energy prices hit that, there was a study done that people who make, like families that make $30,000 and under, their energy cost is something like 26% of their income. Yeah. But if you make $50,000, energy is only 8% of your income, after-tax income. So clearly, the policies that push for high energy prices that Obama wants, that has done, and Hillary Clinton wants, will preferentially harm blacks. If that was a white president doing that, he'd be called racist.
Exactly.
Trump, on the other hand, is pushing for a policy to unleash energy, open up our national reserves for exploration and development, cut the regulations, put coal miners back to work, get more fracking, lower energy prices, be an energy exporter. That energy policy can lead to economic growth, and then a rising tide lifts all boats, and that includes the black community.
Well, Tom, you and I have talked about this before, and I still hear arguments on the other side where, fracking has led to dirty coal and all this other
all these other policy positions that, you know, the progressives, environmentalists have championed. But I'm saying, show me the proof. I mean, where's the empirical evidence that it is bad when you hear everything else from other experts that fracking has just been an incredible discovery, you know, and a boon for energy here in this country, to the point that for the first time in our lives, Tom, we can truly be energy independent.
No, absolutely. Right now, we're the world's largest energy producer in the world. Can you believe that?
That's
amazing. I'm old enough to remember the gas lines in the 70s.
Yeah, and we're doing it with two hands and a leg tied behind our back because of government regulations, Tom. That's the amazing thing about this.
Great point. Remember that the development of fracking has all been done on state and private lands, not federal. And what Trump wants to do is open up the federal lands so we can even create more energy. The more energy, the lower energy prices. That helps every American, and it would help the black community the most, because
exactly.
Then they could put whatever's left over into the other avenues in their lives.
And Tom, what people need to really understand here is, what is it, 90% of the property is controlled by the federal government, right?
Well, in certain parts of the West, that's absolutely sure.
Right.
The federal government owns huge amounts of land, and they restrict offshore drilling. They stopped development in Alaska. Look, well, one thing we do know is the government can't pick whatever the next industry leader is going to be. When Obama first took over, he was saying that, you know, we have only a limited amount of fossil fuel resources and we must go to renewable. Well, what happened was the fracking revolution. The more we frack, the cheaper energy prices, the more energy companies will have more money and they can invest in the next new technology. What we do know is the federal government does a real lousy job of picking winners and losers and the next economic gold mine, so to speak.
Well, this president has been a disaster. I mean, just that statement alone. And there's been a litany of statements like this that have been clearly misrepresentative of the facts. And some would say he just flat out lied to us, because for him to make that statement, and he has never countered that statement since. If anything, he just keeps on doubling down. And he and Jack Lew and others in the administration believe that we, the people, aren't paying enough for gasoline. I mean, Jack Lew said, hey, we should be paying $8 a gallon. This is a man who sits around in a government car that we provide for him, right?
Yeah, could you imagine what that would do to the people in the inner city at $8 a gallon? How would the people get to work? How would they get to work in the suburbs? How could you commute? Because, unlike a lot of places in Europe where they have gasoline prices, they work close to where they live. In America, we have this great territory and people get in their car and enjoy freedom and drive to work long distances if they choose.
Well, Tom, hopefully we the people are experiencing enough pain that we're willing to do what it takes to be a more informed voter and do something about this to where we can truly move this country back on track. Dr. Tom Borelli has been our guest. Tom, always good to have you with us. I appreciate the perspective. Look forward to having you back.
Thanks, Bill. Have a great weekend.
All right. Take care. All right. Bye-bye.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.